Hi, this is coming soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector.
So today we're going to talk about the movie Teen Wolf. The movie Teen Wolf came out in 1985. We watched it a while ago.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah. So let's talk about it.
Who's in it?
Okay, Michael J. Fox is in it. He actually did this movie way before he did, not way before, but before he did Back to the Future. After Back to the Future because it was successful. This movie was gonna come out like in the spring, but it ended up like they're like, oh, let's push it back, let's wait, and then they did Back to the Future first. And because of that, and then they did this one, and it was so successful that they did a number two, like Teen Wolf 2, but he wasn't in that one.
Okay. Which is weird.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be in it.
Because he was too busy doing Back to the Future 2.
Probably. And I don't 3. Know.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
The best one of all.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, 3.
I don't,
3?
No,
3.
I'm making fun of it.
No, I'm being for real.
Really?
Who doesn't like a Western?
I don't.
Especially a future Western.
I like the second one better.
A Western with guns, and then he goes. Pew, pew, pew.
Does it go pew, pew? It goes. Pew, pew.
It goes. Pew, pew, pew.
Anyway, that's not the one we're gonna be discussing today.
Let's talk about it.
We're gonna be discussing.
Okay, what do you think about Back to the Future 3?
No, we're talking about Teen Wolf.
Okay, but this one came out before.
Shut up.
Okay, so Teen Wolf. So like we said, it starts Michael J. Fox. So the movie, it starts off with, like, the credits and stuff, like, everything. But you hear, like, a heartbeat, like, in the background.
That's that was?
Yeah. That's no. What I was. It's his heartbeat.
When I thought it was playing, my own.
When he's playing basketball. Because it starts off with, like, the middle of the game. And he's, like, all sweaty. And then,
I was drenched in that shit.
And it's so funny because all the teenagers look old as fuck.
They look like in their fucking 30s. Like, early 40s.
Yeah, they were all, like, in their early 20s, late 20s. They were all in their 20s. So they all look, they look like adults. And the team's name is called Beavers. And,
Everybody liked them Beavers.
Yeah.
And they're real believers.
Sure. And then they lose the game, right?
Yeah, because he's standing trying to make a free throw, and he sucks, and until he threw it, and then they missed, and then they end up losing, and they blame him for it.
Yeah. And then there's this fat guy that was in, remember with the Pee-wee's Adventure or whatever?
Yeah, he played that the neighbor.
Fat neighbor, yeah. Oh, I can't watch that movie.
Is it because of the truck driver lady?
No. Well, yeah, that, but also it reminded me when he was chewing the gum and it turned all, like, nasty. Like, remember?
Yeah.
That always would freak me out. That's how I'm just like, ugh! That's why when I saw him, I was like, oh, my God. Anyway,
so not talking about that movie.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're talking about this one, but that fat guy's name in the movie, his name is Chubby.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And then he's they're Chubby? All like yeah. They're after they lose the game, they're like in the locker room, and then they the fat guy, he's like eating, and then he said that he's not going to diet?
Because he was planning on diet? No, he was planning on going on a diet. But because they lost, his self-esteem went down, and then he started eating a lot. And then Michael J. Fox's character, who's the Teen Wolf, he starts telling him, you know, no, you have to stick to your diet. And he's just trying to throw, like, the junk food in his locker away. But then he ends up, like, keeping it instead because he's a fucking fat ass.
Yeah, I kind of, like I said, because we watched this movie a while ago, maybe, like, 2-3 weeks ago. I completely kind of... Yeah,
it wasn't that...
It was two weeks ago.
I kind of already forgot the movie.
Bitch, you have notes.
I know I have a note. Okay. And then it says that they're in the locker room. And this loud guy with glasses, I think what was his name? The loud guy with glasses.
I don't know, but he was Michael J. Fox's best friend.
Yeah. Damn it.
He has two best friends. One of them is a loudmouth, and the other one's like really shy.
Let's call him Bangs.
He doesn't have bangs.
He did have bangs.
He had those Kanye West glasses.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Those, like, you know those...
Those 80s glasses?
Yeah. That Kanye brought back to fashion.
Did he?
Not P. Diddy.
Kanye. I said, did he?
Stupid.
Those are stupid attempted jokes.
So,
anyways, Yes. So that ended up happening.
And he's telling everybody about the party, right?
Yeah, how there's going to be a party and how they should get, like, a keg.
No, no, he's like
a keg. They should get booze for the party. So he's trying to get everyone to give him money to get booze for the party because he's like, oh, I'm going to try to buy it at the liquor store, which he tries, but he fails. And then Michael J. Fox's character, what's his character's name?
His character's name is called Scott.
Okay, so Scott.
The guy that I'm talking about was called Styles.
Oh, Styles.
Because he had style, no, he baby. Didn't. Yeah, he did. He had those little, Hawaiian shirts. One of those
obnoxious fucking people that just want attention. And, super okay, cool. So he has a best friend who's a girl. Her name was Boof. Boof. And,
that's a weird ass name for a girl. It's a nickname, yeah.
And she, you can obviously tell that she has a big old crush on Michael J. Fox's character, Scott.
And he's kind of an asshole to her.
He is an asshole to her. I'm huge. Like, dude, he treats her like shit. I'm like, why do you even like him?
Yeah.
But there's some girls that just like that. Like, they like to be abused, I guess. Or verbally abused, not like domestic violence or anything like that.
Yeah, Dulce. Get your head out the gutter, Dulce.
And, so what ended up happening, so they're best friends. They watch the school every day. Michael J. Fox has a crush on the most popular girl,
Pamela,
blonde girl, kind of ditzy, one of those like California Valley girls, I guess you can say, from the '80s, who only like the bad boys who went to a different school, but for some reason was always at that fucking school.
Oh yeah, the bad boys.
Yeah,
the bad boys. What was in your head, Hector?
She was not. Shit, she was a shit. She was a basic.
He's mad because she was basic.
She was basic. That's it. She ain't special.
And Michael J. Fox's character thought she was. So Scott was trying to impress her, but he kept chickening out because he's a big weenie. And he couldn't see that Boof liked him from years, I guess. And they were all best friends. So they go to school, and he starts to get, like, dizzy, and he starts to feel weird. And then his arm, like, his hands get all fucking hairy.
We kind of missed the part where he goes to the coach, remember?
Oh, yeah, when he's in the locker room,
and he goes to the coach, and he's all like, oh, I need to talk to you. And the coach is all like, oh, yeah, you can come to me for whatever you want. I'm gonna listen to you, blah, blah, blah. And then he's all like, I'm going through some change or something. And the coach's like, oh, I can't help you.
He's like, no, I can't help you with that. I gotta go. That coach, for a guy who's supposedly caring, he left during a lot of the scenes where they needed him.
But he didn't give a fuck. He was just there, but he was just like, whatever.
What do I?
He was there for the paycheck.
What do I? He's tenure, baby.
Probably.
He acted like he was tenure.
His name was Coach Finstock. But yeah, I think that was like one of the like the funniest moments to me was the coach, because the coach is really funny.
He's like, okay.
And so you said that they walked down the street and he has a crush on Pamela Wells. Scott works at his dad's hardware store. And then while he's like helping out his dad at the hardware store, like
you see a kid,
blow a dog whistle, and he's like, ah, my God, he fucks like ah.
By ah, he means that he hears the whistle and it hurts him.
But you know what?
Because I can mean anything.
Yeah.
But
the dad doesn't react.
Not even that. Why in a hardware store are they selling dog whistles?
That's true. I don't know.
I think it was a convenience store also.
But how is that convenient?
No, I think it's a hardware store. But yeah, I guess I understand what you're trying to say.
Like one of those like stores that sells everything but food.
Like
a medicine store.
And if the dad is what's called Wolf, why would he sell dog whistles?
That's true.
I don't know, but the dog whistle,
the dad doesn't react, like I said. Yeah. He's like up on the stairs. Ladder. Oh. A ladder, and he's like not even reacting to it.
Maybe he's got that shit down.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking, like, learned to ignore it or some shit.
Yeah.
And then, Michael J. Fox,
he goes to the kid who's blowing the whistle, and he, like, kind of growls at him. The kid gets all fucking scared, and he runs out of the store.
And then, now Michael J. Fox is, he goes to school. Changes. Yeah, but he goes to school to drop off the paint and, like, for the school play, and he sees that Pamela is rehearsing. And it's funny because, like, on his way there, like, the vice principal or the principal, whoever the fuck he is, he's like, Well, I don't know what the fuck he says to him. But he stops him. And then he's like, ah!
I like how she brings up the point that she meets the principal, but she completely forgets what the fuck the principal says to him.
She says...
she has to play it off as a scene. She have her say shit.
He went, ah! I don't like you.
Yeah, and he drops, like, the paint. So then he goes, like I said, he goes to the rehearsal, to the play rehearsal, and he tells the guy, oh, yeah, this is what you wanted from the hardware store. And then he sees Pamela rehearsing. And then he gets his hairy hands.
And she's not meaning by the jerk-off thing. She means, like, his hands get wolf-like hairy.
Yeah, wolf-like
and then
hairy.
It says Nick is dating Pamela.
Oh, yeah. That's the bad boy. The rival guy from a different school mm-hmm. who somehow always ends up in their school. Mm-hmm. Throughout the fucking, like, even during class, he's there, even though he doesn't go to school there. But I guess they just let anyone fucking walk in from the streets.
He was waiting
to pick up what's her face.
He's a narc from the whole district.
Everybody's a narc there. So then it says Styles tries to buy beer at the liquor store, but he can't because
he's a minor. And the guy, the old shopkeep, did not allow him to buy it.
Yeah. And it says Scott tries to tell Dad that he wants to quit basketball. But the dad is going to tell him something, and Styles comes into the
it
house.
It really sounds like you're reading it.
I am reading it.
I know you're reading it.
It sounds like Kenny and reading and writing.
No, I was like, what am I reading?
Because they were in the kitchen. That he's telling Scott's telling his father about something. His father's like, I have to tell you something. But then Styles comes in, ruins the father talk moment. He's like, I'll talk to you later. Styles tells Scott that he can't get booze, so they're gonna try to steal it. Scott is like, I'm going to just try to go. They go to the same liquor store. I don't know why they didn't go to a different one, but they go to the same liquor store.
I think that's the only one they have.
Maybe.
And then Scott goes in, and he tries to talk to the shopkeep about getting the keg of booze. And then the shopkeep's not having it because he's again, a minor. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, he goes all woof and shit. He's like, I want a keg of beer.
Yeah.
And his eyes turn yellow.
Red. Turn red.
Turn red?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Red eyes.
Turn red. And then... the shopkeep sells them the keg of beer. He takes a keg of beer, goes outside, and then they're all happy because
they got the keg of beer.
They take the keg of beer to the party to see that there's already like seven kegs of beer
at
the party.
Before this, the van surfing. They start doing the van. Remember? They're like, oh yeah.
I thought van surfing was in the afternoon.
No,
van surfing is like at night when they're going to the party. Because Styles is all like, oh, let's do the van surfing. So he goes on top.
It's because everybody's gone surfing. Yeah, surfing USA.
Let's point out the fact that the whole movie has like four fucking songs. Yeah. And they play the same fucking song constantly. Mm-hmm. That Beach Boys song played like three fucking times.
Yeah,
and they only served twice.
One of them was during school.
And then, like, with the ears, remember that, like, he's, Michael J. Fox is driving the van?
He's driving the van. All of a sudden, he gets teeth, hands, and ears of a wolf.
I just remembered,
and he starts freaking out.
You're not as stupid as Grandma.
That was a lyric from one of the songs.
From one of the songs, yeah. It's basically about, what's it called?
Red Riding Hood.
It's about Red Riding Hood.
He's a wolf.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how the wolf is smart, but there's like
not as stupid as Grandma.
Stalking the fucking grandmother. Yeah.
Okay. So now it says they go to the party, and then Michael J. Fox talks to Pamela, but she doesn't like him. And then they start the party games.
I did not understand. There's two people handcuffed in their underwear with whipped cream on them, just wiggling.
But they use that. I don't know if you noticed, but they use that scene twice.
Yeah.
Because when they come into the party, that's going on, and then when they do the party games or whatever, again it's going on.
It's because they still haven't solved the puzzle yet,
I guess.
But what do they have to do?
I don't know.
I'm sorry if I sound weird. I'm eating a cookie.
They're supposed to stand up.
They're supposed to stand up?
No.
But they have to be their underwear to do that shit?
But and then they put their name, like, the guys put their names in a hat, and then the...
See?
Yeah,
my mama just came in.
My mom just came in to interrupt us. I think it's my baby. ¿Qué pasó?
Okay.
And then, my mom's the number one fan.
Yeah, we started.
Yeah, empezamos. That was Spanish for people that didn't know.
Follow her on Instagram.
She does have... Hey, mom can get followers that way.
She doesn't want you.
She doesn't want followers.
She doesn't want people?
She doesn't want people following her if she doesn't know them. She's very picky. Anyway. Okay. So am I. Anyway.
So follow Lotte on.
No. So, yeah, they pick, the guys put their names in the hat. And then the girls have to pick out the names. Yeah. So, Pamela gets Scott, Michael J. Fox.
And Booth, who does Booth get?
Booth gets somebody else. I forgot.
Steve.
Steve? No, I think you're making it up. For real?
I think it's Steve.
I don't know. She gets whoever. Somebody.
She gets somebody else. And then Pamela's like, oh. So then she's Booth like, is all
I
like.
I got so then, Scott.
Yeah. So then Booth, they're like, okay, Booth, you're next. So then she's like, yeah, I got Scott. So then Scott and
Booth.
And Booth have to like do 7 minutes in heaven. In the, or, but I think they call it 2 minutes in heaven. So they get.
Seven. Ten.
They said, it says 2 minutes in heaven.
Are you sure didn't see seven?
It doesn't matter. The point is that they get put in a closet. And then they're like making out or whatever.
That's how the R. Kelly video starts.
Oh, in the closet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, they're like making out and then she's like, ow!
Because she's always with the fucking sound effects, and she doesn't explain them at all before she does them.
She went, ow.
So what happened was they go into the closet, they talk a little bit, they're nervous, it's awkward because they're best friends. They start kissing each other and then they start making out.
And then they go, ow.
Scott gets all hot and heavy and he starts turning into a wolf. And then he starts kind of biting her a little bit.
No, he scratched the shit out of her.
He scratched her. And that's when she said, ow. That's what Lucy was trying to explain so with then the
when,
ow.
Yeah, when he sees that he's
turning.
He goes home and he turns into a wolf in the bathroom. And he's all.
Wait, she. And then Booth, before, when he runs out to go home, Booth comes out and the back of her, like her back and her shirt are completely ripped.
Yeah. That's when you see, like,
he scratched her.
So then he turns into a wolf in the bathroom, and the dad tries to talk to him and stuff
through
like that.
Through the bathroom door.
And then you see the reveal when it's...
Well, the dad is talking to him and saying, you know, that he understands
what he's just loves this part so much.
And then, I know. And then Scott is like, no, you cannot possibly understand. The dad's like, yes, I will understand. Open the door. So he opens the door. And then Lucy, you
see this part. And then you see that the dad's a wolf. And it's so funny because...
He looks like a sheep.
He doesn't really look like a wolf. He looks, like a sheep or something.
He looks like a teddy bear. Yeah, he looks like a bear.
He's like, Dad, you're not going to understand. Just open the door, son.
He's like, how long have you known? And he goes, yeah, it runs in our family.
Yeah. And you don't see the mom, so I don't know what happened to the mom.
She died.
They talk about her, but...
She died.
Oh.
Did she die?
Or the dad ate her.
No.
The dad did not eat her.
That's what happened. That was the grandma.
Okay, so I don't know. So then it says Pamela talks to Michael J. Fox in the locker room.
There wasn't the conversation that the dad had with.
There is a real conversation,
though.
The dad explains how the wolf gene runs in their family and how he can learn how to control it.
So that's why I guess in the second movie, Jason Bateman, he's like, yeah, I'm his cousin. And then he, in the second movie.
But that's not the movie that we. Oh.
He's in college and then he, he is like into boxing or something. It's a boxing thing. And I think Styles is in it. And I think the dad's in it too, which is kind of weird because it's all like.
That's his uncle, I guess.
Anyway, that's the second one.
So what ended up happening was that, like, they explained it, how it runs in the family and how he has to control it. He has to turn at his own will, but he can never turn when he's angry because bad things happen. Like, he can't control his emotions when he's angry and he turns into a wolf.
So then it says Pamela talks to Fox in the locker room. I don't remember this part. Do you guys do? Do you guys?
What? In the locker room?
Yeah, Pamela talks to Michael J. Fox in the locker room. I don't know.
Does she? Oh, yeah. No.
No? Well, yeah, maybe she does it. You wrote it down.
Maybe in the lockers. Probably in lockers.
Lockers.
Yeah. I don't know why I put room. And then I put classes. And then I put goes to the bathroom at school. Principal wants to see his.
We watched this a long ass time ago, you guys, so we don't remember shit.
Lucy's notes are really bad. So what happened is
I used to do like meticulous notes. Okay, this is happening.
So he was in class. They asked him to solve a problem. He got really nervous and his hands started to turn wolf like. So he runs out of the class and goes to the bathroom. In the bathroom, his hands are still turned, but he has to go to the third room bathroom because The other the bathroom that he was in was getting maintenance, so he couldn't.
It wasn't getting maintenance. Remember that one guy was tagging it up?
This one guy with the marker.
That's why they wanted to.
So the principal found him in the bathroom, and he told him to look at his. He wants to see his hands to make sure he doesn't have a mark on them. He shows him his hands, and
I think it's like a tiger.
A tiger.
For graffiti.
And, it's a spray can.
He doesn't have the marker. So then he gets left off the hook. But then the principal tells Scott that he's gonna watch him because his father was a troublemaker as well when they went to school.
And then so then it says Fox tells Styles he's a werewolf and shows him in the garage.
What?
She can't read her own fucking writing.
She shut up. Garage. Okay, out of this part. They're looking for weed. Styles could have found the weed.
Mm-hmm. The weed belonged to Styles' brother.
And then Michael J. Fox is like, I snipped it out. I'm a wolf. And then he's like, cool.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Like, he turns into a wolf in front of Styles because Styles doesn't believe him. And then he snipped out the weed. And then Styles was like, oh, we can make a lot of money. Like, and a lot of people are going to be interested in you now because you are a wolf.
And then you see the next scene that Booth and Michael J. Fox's dad, they're playing basketball.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Outside that. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Maybe she doesn't have a father figure.
That's still weird.
Well, they've known each other since they were little kids. So I'm guessing she's probably sees him like as a second dad or something.
Because if her relationship with her father isn't good and she meets a family and they treat her like part of the family, of course she's going to get along with them.
But Michael J. Fox is an asshole to her in this one. He's all like,
He's like, what is she doing here?
Yeah.
My bad, Elevita.
I don't know what the hell you're looking at me for.
Because I think I scared you when I did that.
No, I was trying to get a piece of cookie out of my teeth.
Because I just saw her eye go like, what?
So, yeah, I don't understand why he's being such an asshole. He's like, yeah, what are you doing here? And she's like, can you walk me home? And he's like, no.
And then that's like, walk her home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, no, I just got here.
Yeah.
Then, like, what a dick. I'm like, bitch, walk me home. It's dangerous in them streets.
But actually, it's daylight and then the suburbs. So.
But still, like, if that's your best friend.
Oh, that's true.
It's like, how are you? I don't know. To me, I'm more like, you know what? You don't fucking deserve her.
But you know what, though?
I would make my friend walk home.
But you know what, though? Mm. She was talking shit to his dad. She's like, work on that hook shot. So I think maybe he was sticking up for his dad.
Dude, he was an asshole before she said.
Maybe she was talking shit about his dad the whole time.
I doubt it.
And then she even told him at school, like, I'm gonna go to your house before you get there, and I'm gonna kick your dad's ass in basketball, and you're gonna come in and you're gonna watch. And then says, like, you wanna walk me home? He's like, no.
Yeah. I don't think that's how it happened, but okay.
Yeah, so
it was in deleted scenes.
No, and it says that Booth and Michael J. Fox walk home.
He walked her home because dad made him.
Yeah. And then it says basketball game.
And then it says what?
So now they're in the basketball game, and it says the coach is eating a boiled egg. I thought that was so funny. Like, to me, like, the scenes where the coach is there.
Well, because the coach doesn't give a fuck, that's why. But yeah, so they're at the basketball game.
This is just busting a nut over there for coaches.
Boiled egg.
Like, they're at the basketball game, they're playing. Scott is Michael J. Fox is on the floor with the basketball. It became a foul. He grabs it. Everybody tries to take the ball away from him, and that's when he goes wolf.
Yeah.
And then when he goes wolf, everybody backs up, and he's like, oh, okay, I got this. So he ends up going to the end, to the opposite basket, and he makes a basket. And then everybody's like, oh, okay. The opposing team doesn't want to have anything to do with them, so they kind of stay away from him. So now Michael J. Fox's team starts winning, and like they got confidence and they start doing better and everybody starts like making baskets and shit.
And I remember in that whole scene, it's like a long ass basketball scene, they play one like kind of Margaritaville song and it's just like, it's not even like an actual, like, it sounds like a good song. It's like,
yeah, like,
it was Randy Newman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's like,
it sounded like a Randy Newman.
Yeah,
song,
like,
yeah.
And it was not Randy Newman.
It was somebody else.
Were wrong.
They can't afford Randy Newman.
Yeah. He was too expensive.
You wasted all the money on grandma.
They wasted all the money on those fucking hairs.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that long ass hair that he had in the locker room?
Oh yeah.
That long chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, chest pube, and he just yanked it out. Yeah. He's like, whoop. This is weird.
He didn't have any chest hair.
Only that big ass
one. Oh, that big ass one, and he never noticed.
Yeah, so it just says they go to celebrate. Now he's cool at school. That's what it says.
Cool at school.
Because he's the wolf now.
And he's starting to win games.
He's starting to win games, which makes him extremely cocky.
Yeah, but now he's starting to win a lot of games.
Oh, so we were just fast forward.
Yeah, he's starting to win a lot of games. Yeah, it was a montage. Yeah, it was a montage. It kind of showed you, like...
Yeah, it was a montage. The Teen Wolf Styles does, like, merchandise for Teen Wolf. And then Fox, they asked him because now he's a wolf or whatever. And to get to, for the play to, like, be successful, they're like, oh, the guy that the director of the play is like, oh, yeah, he's going to be,
he should be in the play. He can be in it, but he has to be as the wolf.
He doesn't like want him as himself. Yeah, and it's like a Southern play or something. Yeah, I don't know what the hell it was. But I guess they're playing Southern.
Can we talk about, okay, at the beginning we said they, Michael J. Fox had two best friends, Styles and another
dude. And Lewis.
Lewis stopped being Michael J. Fox's friend because he got scared that he was a wolf.
But they never really explained it.
He had to explain it. That shit bothered the fuck out of me because they were best friends. And
they should have added this, like, a scene at the end.
You know what I think happened?
Talk, but no. Like, because you can see Lewis at his locker and he's, like, looking at Michael J. Fox and Michael J. Fox is like, oh, hey. And he just, like, kind of ignores him and walks away. And they never address it.
And then Michael J. Fox tells Styles, like, oh, what's wrong with Lewis? He's like, yeah, it's just that... He doesn't want to be around you.
Like, you scare him.
They can't afford him. That's why they're like, let's just.
Like, we don't need you for the rest of the movie. You're good.
We just need you for these two scenes.
At the end when, like, it happened, like, at the end.
That was straight up green screen, son. This is all there for the green screen.
He comes back and he's like, yay.
Yeah.
No, does he?
Yeah, he's like.
He's like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, they all celebrate. But they don't really say anything.
Yeah.
That's the fact that he ignored him.
No, they don't address it.
Yeah, and he's over. He's like all the way on the side. He's like, yeah. And that's over.
We'll get to that point when
it says, so Michael J. Fox is in the play and Pamela and Fox at the end. What the hell with you, Hector? I just look over. You're just like... You just look like you're sleeping.
I'm getting comfortable.
You were like...
His eyes were more Asian-y than they are.
You were just talking. I was like, look at my notebook. I look back at you. And you look like you were sleeping.
Go on.
Okay, so... I can't read. Okay.
You can't read?
Yeah. My eyes are glossed over. So then Pamela and... tries to seduce Michael J. Fox.
She succeeds.
And she fucks him. Yeah. She
jinx.
Fucks him in the living room. In the locker room.
In the dressing room.
She fucks him in the dressing room.
Like, she takes off her bra and underwear. No, her bra.
Her bra. Not impressed.
Underwears were not sexy. They could
have. Not impressed.
They stole them
off of grandma.
They stole my underwear.
But seriously, that's... Like, that bitch is a hoe.
Yeah, because she said she was still with what's-his-face.
Yeah, she was still dating that Nick. Like, the rival Nick. And she's over here fucking the wolf.
Throwing it out there. Still basic.
That's bestiality, peoples.
They go bowling. Yeah. They go bowling and, like, he's all, like, happy and stuff that he's with Pamela. And then Nick is
after
there.
After the fucking.
Yeah, after they fucked. And then they're like, he's like, he's so happy that he's with her. And then all of a sudden, like, she's like, yeah, I'm still with him. I'm just having sex with you. Like, I'm still...
She's like, I'm fooling around with you, but I'm still with him. Like, he's still my boyfriend.
Yeah. Nick confronts them. Scott, yeah.
And he's like, hands off my girl. He's like, well, she's with me tonight. And he's like, yeah, for tonight or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And then after
I would have broken up with that bitch. And, like, this bitch is going around fucking people and you're just okay with it. But
well, she's again, a hoe.
He was doing the same things. So I don't know.
I don't know the
relationship. Two schools. Two narcs.
Really, it's not in your notebook?
No, it's not in my notebook.
You can't read it?
Yes,
your eyes are still glossy.
Anyway. So then after that, it says the players are mad at Michael J. Fox because he's hogging the ball when he's like the wolf or whatever at games.
Like I said, he's getting conceited, so he's starting to be very selfish and not like wanting to be a team player. Mm-hmm. To the point that In one of the games, the fat guy is eating a goddamn sandwich. He's eating a sandwich on the court. The and nobody said that. Not even the referee is like, hey, dude, you can't be doing that shit. No, they just let him eat the fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
So in the locker room, the guys are mad. And then it says van surfing again. So Styles this time is driving because Michael J. Fox is like, oh, now it's my turn.
And again with the
everybody's
with
the surfing. Beach
Boys. Yeah, surfing USA.
And then he's like doing backflips and stuff like that. And the dad sees him and he's like, oh no, like what is
this? Oh no.
The dad sees him because they pass by right by his store. Like, how do you not know where your dad fucking
knows? And it was a headstand, by the way.
But he flips too. He starts flipping.
He does handstands when he passes by the dad's store.
And so then the dad has a talk with Scott, and then he's all like, you know, the vice principal used to have a crush on your mom. That's why he doesn't like me.
And because one day I think they were at a dance and he tried to get physical with the dad and tried to take his mom away. And he ended up turning into the wolf and scratched him. So he scared the principal.
Yeah, he pissed himself.
And he ended
up. Oh, yeah, he ended up pissing himself.
I don't think he scratched himself. He just turned.
I thought he scratched him.
No, he just turned. And then he got so scared that he pissed himself. And then that's why when he saw him again in the thing, he got close to him and he pissed himself again.
Yeah, that's later on. Yeah, so then Boof is waiting for Fox. This is like the next day or something. And then they go to school. And then Boof asks Fox to the dance.
Michael J. Fox.
Because I wrote. Says Fox asks Boof to the dance. And she says yes, as long as he doesn't change into the wolf.
But he doesn't go as a wolf. He stays as Scott.
Yeah. And he's all like, no. But I think they still go together, no?
He's like, yeah.
I have to be the wolf. And she's like, well, then I don't want to go with you. And then he's like, really? Like, you don't want to just go with me? And then she's like, yes, I'll go with you.
Oh, but this is around the time when, Scott's already kind of over Pamela.
Yeah. Because she's like, yeah, I'm just fucking you, but I'm still going out with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
That didn't fly with him. Mm-hmm. So he ended up going.
That didn't. Marty make fly with him.
Oh, so my dumb. God. I knew you were going to say it right after I said fly. Yeah. I was waiting. I was like looking at you and like, you're going to say something about it.
Yeah.
So then now they're at the dance. And then Boof and Scott are make out and he changes back into himself. What the fuck?
Yeah, they're dancing.
Uh-huh.
And the wolf gets the party started. And then he ends up turning. They end up kissing and he ends up turning into himself. And then everybody's like, no, we want the wolf. Where's the wolf?
I don't think that happened. I think it was that they got there and then that, hey, I ain't as dumb as grandma. And like, let's do the wolf.
Oh, yeah. Like they start dancing. That song again. But,
and she pulls him aside.
He's dressed as like one of the people from like Saturday Night Fever, like in bell bottoms and stuff. Was that still cool in the 80s? I don't know.
Why are you
Mark, asking you're the oldest.
Why are you asking Hector, the one born in 96? Why?
Okay, I'm asking you then.
She was born in 88.
But I'm asking like.
Asking who?
An opinion. Like I'm asking like, what do you guys think?
John Travolta was huge in the 80s.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess it was. So let's just say it was.
Okay.
So Michael J. Fox turns back into himself, the regular dude, and then again the guy who's a villain, he comes into the school dance again, not his school. He starts to pick a fight with him, and then he kind of makes fun of Boof. Michael J. Fox gets angry, turns into the wolf, scares the shit out of him.
He rips his shirt,
and then Boof ends up taking him away to the outside.
It's like the hallway.
And then she said that she likes him for him, and he ended up turning back into himself, and then they end up going home.
Wait, before this. To be honest, when this was this dance scene, I was playing with the Lupita's baby, so I wasn't really paying attention. But it says the vice principal tells him that he's kicked out
for fighting.
School for fighting, and that's when the dad comes. And scares the vice principal again.
This happens in the hallway.
Yeah.
He tells Scott and Booth to go home, that he was going to hand the principal. Mm-hmm. And then the dad ends up growling at the principal and telling him to leave his son alone. And this that's when he pisses himself again.
And then it says he gets dumped from the play. Scott. Scott gets dumped from the play because he doesn't want to turn into the wolf anymore.
He wants to do it as himself.
Yeah, and he quits the basketball.
He quits the basketball.
Because, but Styles tells him not to. I think because also the wolf, like...
He wants to be himself. He doesn't want to be the wolf anymore. Yeah.
And then it says...
At the end, they're playing a game and he's playing at himself. He's not playing as the wolf. Mm-hmm. And everybody first is disappointed, but
yeah,
then
they all get mad at him because of that.
Yeah, but then afterwards, they come to accept that, you know, they were a great team. They just need their confidence. And then they started playing. And then it goes back to the same kind of opening scene where he's trying to take a free throw shot. And this time he shoots and he makes it. And then they end up winning the game.
And that's basically the end of the movie.
Yeah, they start to win as themselves, 50-51. And then 52-51. Yeah, then they celebrate, blah, blah, blah. They celebrate.
The guy's dick at the end of the movie.
Yeah,
can we talk about this?
Okay, yes. We had to rewind it because Hector's like, that's not true. So we showed it to him.
This guy's dick vision. She found that shit like in the corner of the thing. She's all like, look at the dick.
No, like, it's a known blooper.
From Dulce's tempo.
No. It's a known blooper that every time somebody talks about Teen Wolf, they always talk about the fact that there's a dude showing his dick at the end of the movie.
And then I looked at the trivia or whatever for this movie, and it says it's a lady, but it ain't no lady. Because
relax, Aerosmith.
When he tries to cover it up, do you see that? Like, he goes like this to his hand, and the thing goes like this.
You can't see what Dulce is doing.
And basically,
but the guy covers his dick and flips his dick up.
Yeah,
and he flips his dick up, and then he starts to like hide his dick.
And then the camera guy zooms in on the dick, and that's the credit scene.
The credit scene's all weird too. Like it's like celebrating.
Yeah, they're
but it
all
just
celebrating.
All weird.
Yeah.
I have to say something.
Like, you haven't been saying shit?
Okay. Yeah.
What the hell is this movie
What the
about?
Hell is this about?
Like, okay, it's a Teen Wolf. He's a Teen Wolf.
Nobody questioned
She's a Teen
it.
Wolf. We're all Teen Wolf.
He's a Teen Wolf, and he realizes that he shouldn't be one?
What are you trying to say?
There's no moral to the story.
There's no moral to the story.
I don't know if it's you have to be yourself. Like, he was trying to be the wolf to be popular, but people liked him for who he was before he got popular. I don't know. I don't really know.
If you notice in Michael J. Fox movies, there are no morals. Back to the Future, what's the moral?
That's true.
What is this the movie?
Is this the movie? Yeah.
That's the moral.
Yeah, there isn't one, but
I guess
don't.
I mean, who didn't? Oh my god, it bothered me that no one questioned him. Nobody was like, "Hey, can I know about your past? Can I know about how?"
Yeah,
this
I wanted to know more.
Big?
Yeah, well, they said that it was genetic.
It was genetic in the family. But how the fuck did it start? It didn't say how it started. It didn't say, "Oh, I got bit by your great ancestor got bit by a wolf, and it only affects men."
Well, yeah, if you guys saw Teen Wolf 3, they explain a little bit
there
more.
There was no Teen Wolf 3. I saw Teen Wolf 2, but all I remember is something about college. Jason Bateman, and he was really cute, and then he's boxing, and that's all I remember.
And then was there a dick at the end, or no?
No.
They took good care of these ones. Like, no dicks in the background? No, okay, good.
Just not in the end.
Yeah, but I was just like, what's the point of this movie? Maybe... I mean, like you said, right, there wasn't a point.
Maybe it was just for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Isn't that what movies are all about?
Well,
some of them have, like, okay, this is, you what, have
like,
to do this.
Yeah. Like,
what's
what
Ghostbusters
trying,
about?
Ghostbusters?
About friendship.
Yeah.
They stuck together.
What about?
They showed people.
To overcome.
Yeah, they showed people, you know what?
That there's a thing called ghosts.
There's ghosts.
And to call.
Call them.
Jurassic Park, what's that about?
I don't give a fuck.
Not to fuck with DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
don't look around, bitch.
Well, I'm trying to...
Anyway, okay, so now that we saw it, Hector, what did you give this movie out of 5 stars?
I give it a 3.
I give it a 3, too.
I got a 3.5. Okay. Because it's not, like, the best movie, mm-hmm. but it's there.
Yeah, the thing... It has some funny parts, mostly the songs. And
the coach. The coach was so fucking hilarious, dude. I loved it. That's why I was like, oh, the coach and
the songs. If you like 4 songs.
Being played in a loop.
If you like Surfing USA. And grandma's getting mad. Not getting mad, but diss songs to grandma's.
Yeah. Talking shit about grandma's. This is a movie for you.
Yeah. And the soundtrack. Mm.
I guess, yeah.
Because you're not as stupid as grandma.
But yeah, it was an okay movie. Like, it went... The good thing is that it went by really quickly. Yeah. At least to me, it did. And but then at the end, I wasn't paying attention because I was playing with Lupita's baby. So I was like, okay, cool. Like...
The baby was more interesting.
Yeah, the baby was more interesting. But, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so... Do you have any questions, Hector, about this movie?
No, I got the gist.
This movie was successful. That's why they made a Teen Wolf 2.
Without Michael J. Fox.
Without Michael J. Fox, yeah. I don't know if that one was successful.
What?
Teen Wolf 2.
Teen Wolf 2?
Mm-hmm. Like, do you guys watch the Teen Wolf TV series? I know. I tried to get into it, but I couldn't. I'm like, that's not me. Like, I'm not a teenager anymore, so I can't really get into it.
Really? I hear that people always confuse you for a teenager. They always say, how old are you?
So I think that's probably... Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Recommend or something?
Right. Oh, yeah. Lupita, would you recommend this movie?
To who?
To your son? Like, would you make your baby watch this movie?
I wouldn't make him. Like, if he ever hears about it and he asks me, I'll be like, yeah, you know, you can watch it if you want. I mean, we don't own it.
That's true.
So, you can tell by not owning it, it's not one of our favorite movies. So, unless he's gonna hear it from somebody else or it's in a... Somehow he's gonna see, like...
The dick?
No, like somehow like he hears about it, then I guess he's going to want to watch it if he wants to. But it's never going to be for me because I don't own it. So he's never going to be like, oh, I want to watch this movie. Yeah. And I'm going to be random like, hey, you want to watch this movie about a Teen Wolf?
Yeah, like to me, I watched this movie because I had when I was younger, I had a huge crush on Michael J. Fox. Like his hair, he looks so cute.
His Parkinson's. Like,
he was in Family Ties, which I used to love watching when I was younger. But, yeah, if you love Michael J. Fox,
then... This is a movie for you. This is
the movie for you.
What's going to be the next movie?
The next movie that we're going to watch is...
Pokemon 2000.
No, it's not that one. It's Mom and Dad Save
the World. Selma.
No, Mom and Dad Save the World. That's, like, one of our favorite movies. Yeah. With that. And,
Because, what's his name?
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz is in it, and he has all my favorite lines.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. It's
it's really dumb and it's like science fictiony. And the guy from Jeffrey Salute Your Shorts is in it. The little redhead guy that was in Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah.
Old
Jeffrey Jones is in this movie too. He's in Alleged
Child Molester?
I don't know, Child Molester, like
I just got
pedophile? I know he had child pornography in his computer, allegedly. So
allegedly.
The Ferris Bueller principal guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. So but this is allegedly.
Allegedly, he touches kids.
No.
Kids.
No. Yeah. Allegedly,
he diddles kids. He diddles kids.
I don't know if it's every podcast we have, but we always mention someone.
Hasn't this guy came out twice?
Yeah, he was in another movie that we did.
Which one was that?
He was in Beetlejuice.
He was in Beetlejuice.
Oh yeah, the legend.
And we also talk about Dylan Kidd. Allegedly,
we always talk about Dylan Kidd.
Well, I guess our childhood comes from like
from diddling.
A lot of actors would be diddling kids.
My childhood.
I think, so much. I don't know. A lot of people weren't paying attention to that shit back then. Yeah, so,
now it's more prevalent.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be the next movie. It's going to be Mom and Dad Save the World.
Uh-huh. Okay. So do you guys have anything that you guys want to plug? Hector?
I'm good right now, Lupita.
Well, I was just getting done watching like two K-drama movies, which were really good. I think one of them was High School Debut, and the other one's L Love DK.
Okay.
LMDK.
Well, it's LDK, but there's a heart in the middle of it.
Oh. And then last time that Hector was talking about The Flash, like, I love The Flash now. It's like one of my favorite shows. They're so good. Like, their acting is so good. It's so flawless. Like, you don't even think they're acting. That's how good of actors they are.
They're okay.
And I love that show.
You know who's a good actor?
Who?
Lee Mi-ho.
Okay.
Lee Mi-ho?
No. He's a Korean actor.
Okay, I believe you.
How do you know he's acting if you don't understand what he's saying?
I have subtitles, and he speaks English.
Okay.
They speak English in a couple of K-dramas. I don't know why, but they just throw English in there for some reason.
Also, like, I watched the movie Edge of 17. That's a pretty good movie. Like, if I was a teenager, I would have loved that movie. Now, as an adult, because I'm so jaded, it's like, whatever. No, it's not whatever. It's really good. I went to go see it. It's really good. I really liked it. So I guess watch Edge of 17.
How did you have to plug anything?
I think
how
I
do, how did your team do?
Oh.
Hector loves the, what's it called? The Warriors? The Warriors.
We just lost to the Cavs just recently on Christmas, but it's cool. We'll get them eventually.
Eventually.
We coming back, y'all. KD put up some good numbers. This ain't a basketball team thing. All right. I'm still struggling.
He's still very disappointed.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody out there. One love.
Oh, and Atlanta got nominated and won awards for something.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Atlanta.
Yeah, and it got renewed, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good. And we made Lupita watch in an Atlanta episode after we watched Teen Wolf, and she like, whatever.
It. I did not find it as funny as you guys did. I don't know why you guys were cracking up. I just looked at it. I'm like, okay.
Well, it's funny.
You guys think it's funny.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Empire. Empire is a good show. If y'all love Empire, watch Empire.
And This Is Us also, like, I finished watching that. That's like, if you want to go cry, go watch that show. It's really good, but it's really, really sad.
So, if you don't want to cry, watch anything else.
Watch Empire.
And I think that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Good.
So, like I said, next time it's going to be Mom and Dad Save the World. So, this is Dulce.
Lupita.
This is Hector.
And then we'll talk to you next time. You'll hear us next time.
Deuces.
Bye.